Guys, it is April, and we are getting closer. We are getting closer and closer and closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. We're only a few weeks out, literally a few weeks out into the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm excited. I know you guys are excited, and we today are going to go over our last round of pro days as we keep marching towards the NFL Draft in a few weeks. Guys, welcome to Pigskin Frenzy on this wonderful and kind of chilly Thursday afternoon. I'm only wearing short sleeves because, I mean, why not? I'm in the warmth. So thank you for joining us here on Thursday. I'm Joel Norris, and whether you're watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, listening on Podbean and Apple, a big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. Now, X, Instagram, and Facebook, all you got to do is type in Pigskin Frenzy. Follow, like the pages there. You'll get episode updates. You will get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You will get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL one, as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, don't forget the website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com. There, you will learn a little bit more about me on my home and about me page. You can contact me there. I can answer it privately or answer it on the show if need be. Our store, merchandise store, is coming soon. We'll have more details on that here in the very near future. Affiliations will be here in a little bit. Platforms, you can click on the platforms page and go to one of those platforms I just mentioned. Podbean, Apple, Spotify, you name it. You can go to one of those platforms that I just mentioned. Guys, if you want, and this is, you know, clearly on my website, you've already seen it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but let me just tell you what to do for a second here. All right, guys, if you, you know, men and or significant other of men, if you want a good, you know, if you want yourself or your man to look really good and groomed up and ready and proper, go to the Beard Club. Go to the Beard Club and get these products. They're amazing products. Body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo, conditioner. You can have that. That's for your hair. That's for your facial hair. It's for your body hair. It's for your hair on your head. Facial hair, there's beard grooming kits that you can get, beard palm, beard oil, face and beard wash. You can get all that, all of it, including a boar bristled brush, Beard Club special brush at the Beard Club. And there's a discount, spring 25, 15% off, guys, or 25% off, spring 25. Guys, you're not going to want to miss what the Beard Club has to offer. Guys, go to my website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com, to get those wonderful products. All you got to do is click the logo, the Beard Club logo. It'll take you right to it. You can also go to my X, my Instagram, or the Facebook of Pigskin Frenzy, and go to my Linktree. Click on my Linktree. There you will click on the Beard Club link and you will get the, and you will go straight through there and it will take you to the Beard Club website. The Beard Club, it is what's best for you and your grooming needs to be met. Meet your grooming needs with the Beard Club, proud partner of Pigskin Frenzy. Thank you guys for being a proud partner. Guys, NFL day today, and we're talking about some pro day. Last round of pro days, I already said it last week, Auburn, Tennessee, Washington, Auburn, Tennessee, Washington. Last week, we went over North Carolina, Michigan, LSU. 2 weeks ago, we went over Alabama, Ohio State, if I can remember correctly, USC, and Oregon are the other two that we went over as well. So we got Auburn, Tennessee, and Washington on tap here a little bit. And we're going to talk a little bit, a tiny bit, not too much, a tiny bit about some news going across the league and a couple of signings that have happened, especially for the Kansas City Chiefs, our defending Super Bowl champions. Guys, you're not going to want to miss this episode, jam-packed episode here today for Pigskin Frenzy. Keep plugging in. 3,100 plus listeners and counting. It keeps on growing on audio. On audio, it keeps growing. I appreciate all the listeners listening in. 3,100 plus listeners. Keep it on rising for Pigskin Frenzy here today. So, NFL today, let's just kick it off with a little bit of news going across the league before we kick it off with our pro day and conclude it with our latest draft coverage for Pro Day, right? Our latest draft day, as we get closer to draft day, the Pro Days are part of our NFL draft coverage. We continue with our coverage here in a little bit. Let's go across a little bit and just talk about some things that are going on across the league that have caught my attention. One big name that is not signed yet, and it's a wide receiver. His name is Tyler Boyd. Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Tyler Boyd, he has opted to most likely not come back to the Cincinnati Bengals. He's been there for so long, though. He's been there since when Andy Dalton was the starting quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Tyler Boyd's been there for a long time. So Tyler Boyd is getting interest in two teams, two organizations, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Go figure. The teams that played in the Super Bowl a couple of months ago. Go figure, right? So, Tyler Boyd, a sensational receiver, a veteran receiver. He knows what to do. Acceleration after catch is good. His awareness while running a route is quite underrated for a wide receiver. He doesn't get enough credit, for what he does on the field. So Tyler Boyd could be a good option for both Kansas City as they need a little bit more help in the receiving area. They lost Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They only have Justin Watson. They may lose Kadarius Toney. They have Rashi Rice. A lot's going on with Rashi Rice. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But Tyler Boyd could bring a variety of things to that offense and a variety of skills to that offense that has quite frankly, the best quarterback in the National Football League. Then you also have, to put Tyler Boyd on another super team with the San Francisco 49ers. You got Brandon Ayuk. The future of Brandon Ayuk is a little bit dim. His contract is, there's no deal and extension on the table yet. Those contract talks have stalled. Then you got Deebo Samuel. And then you got Ronnie Bell. You drafted a receiver and Juwan Jennings. You got a lot of guys there. And then you can add Tyler Boyd to the mix. A star-studded wide receiver cast and supporting cast for Brock Purdy to throw to. So he can bring a variety of skills to both teams that are needed. I would say the Chiefs need him a little bit more than the Niners, but hey, it's up to him where he signs. But if you want to talk about who needs him more, the Kansas City Chiefs receiving-wise needs him more. So we'll see what goes down with Tyler Boyd. Those are the top suitors that I have been made aware of for Tyler Boyd in free agency. Another update on the Kansas City Chiefs, Carson Wentz, backup quarterback. He is now signing with the Kansas City Chiefs on a one-year deal. This is reported by Jordan Schultz from the Bleacher Report. And let me go on and tell you something. Carson Wentz, backup quarterback, backing up Patrick Mahomes. He did quite well backing up Matthew Stafford for the Los Angeles Rams this past season. He did well. And speaking of the Rams, we'll get to that here in a little bit. But Carson Wentz is now a part of the Kansas City Chiefs. So if anything happens to Patrick Mahomes, Carson Wentz will be the starting quarterback. If anything happens to Patrick Mahomes, he's backing up Mahomes on a one-year deal in Kansas City, going to the defending Super Bowl champions. Good on Carson Wentz. He made it. He's a Super Bowl champion, and he could very well win another Super Bowl crown if the Chiefs end up three-peating. Another thing, speaking of the Los Angeles Rams, this happened a few weeks ago, but I'm just now reporting it. Jimmy Garoppolo, former Raiders quarterback, has signed with the Los Angeles Rams. He will back up Matthew Stafford. Jimmy G is going to go to L.A., join his old rival, and back up Matthew Stafford in L.A. That is a good signing. In case anything does happen to Matthew Stafford, you got a quarterback that knows how to win. He's brought a team to a Super Bowl, so he knows how to win, and he knows what to do. So for Sean McVay, this could be a good signing for him. you know, in case anything happens to Matthew Stafford. So good on the Los Angeles Rams and good on Sean McVay for making this signing happen and making everything possible here. Good signing. I think it's a 1 to 2 year deal for Jimmy G and the Los Angeles Rams. He is going to L.A. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back. It was a free agent. His contract ran out, but he has decided to stick around with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are re-signing Clyde Edwards-Helaire on a two-year deal, as far as I am aware, two-year deal. And he is back with Jerick McKinnon. He's back with Isaiah Pacheco in the ground game. The Kansas City Chiefs are active right now because they also signed, they signed Carson Wentz, the thing with Rashee Rice. We are going to get to that here in a little bit. And they're just active. They're really active right now. So another one, and this is a good Chiefs signing here. The Chiefs ended up, talking to a European rugby star, Luis Rees-Zamit. And they were talking to him, 23 years old. He announced that he was going to leave rugby, a hard style of brand of play. Rugby, hard sport to play, by the way. It is. It hurts incredibly, okay? So you want to talk about going to the gym and working out and getting sore? That's a workout in itself, and you're going to get sore right there playing rugby. Rees-Zamit, he announced he was leaving rugby in Europe to go to the NFL to come back. He was on the Welsh national team since 2020. He is no longer a part of the Welsh national team. His desire was to play football in America, and now he has made it. The Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, have signed Luis Rees-Zamit, 23-year-old former rugby star, to a contract. He will be a part of the football team for the 2024 season, and he will be a running back. He tried out. He made the team. He will be a running back / wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. He could be an option for the Chiefs as a jackknife-type weapon in, on offense. So good on the Chiefs. Another weapon added for Randy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. It's looking like they are trying to rebuild and keep building up some pieces to try to make a three-peat and make another run at a Lombardi Trophy. Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, let's talk about the Rashee Rice situation, and let's talk about what's going on there. It's a little bleak, if you say. A little bleak. And it happened in Dallas, Texas, Saturday. Unfortunately, a 6-vehicle crash happened in Dallas. And fortunately, no fatalities, no casualties, none of that happened. While multiple people were injured, and hopefully they are okay now, one of the vehicles that caused the 6-vehicle crash in Dallas was a Lamborghini that was leased and could have been registered in Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice's name. Rashee Rice, there's an update that happened this past Tuesday, and he has said, and I quote, "It was, in fact, leased under me, and this is a text being sent from Rice to a representative that I will pay for all damages to the Lamborghini and the car." So Rashee Rice was involved, and hopefully this doesn't blow up any further and nothing comes out any of it. I hope everybody's okay. I hope everyone's doing all right from this. It's a horrible accident, right? So I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone's okay. I hope everyone's good. I hope Rashee Rice didn't hurt himself too bad. I hope nothing else comes up of this. But Rashee Rice has promised to pay the full damages, and it is, in fact, was him, and his vehicle was registered in that. We'll have more updates on the Rashee Rice situation when more stuff develops, but that's all that we know so far about the accident Saturday in Dallas, Texas. So that's pretty much a lot of what's going on around the league. We'll get to one thing here at the end of the episode, sort of a dedication, and if you will, and you probably already know what I'm talking about on that one. So we'll get to that one. Let's talk about the NFL draft. Let's go into the draft, the latest prospects. Let's talk about three pro days to conclude our round of NFL pro day coverage and NFL, you know, as we continue our NFL draft coverage on Pigskin Frenzy. So let's kick it off with Auburn's pro day. Auburn's pro day 2024. And a lot of it, and you, when you think about, you know, pro days, you're thinking about, okay, what's Oregon going to do? What's Ohio State's going to do? What's going to happen with Alabama's pro day and, you know, LSU's pro day with Jaden Daniels, North Carolina with Drake May, USC with Caleb Williams, all this. But what you don't know is that Auburn has got some talent going into the NFL draft this season. And that is why I wanted to cover Auburn's pro day. I wanted to see some of the talent that is going into the NFL draft coming up this season and going into the 2020 NFL season of 2024. So I just wanted to see about it. I wanted to, you know, just watch everybody and see who caught my eye and which you know, team and which player caught my eye, you know, going into, you know, the NFL draft and which prospect caught my eye. One who caught my eye was defensive back DJ James. He didn't participate in the bench. He didn't do a vertical jump, but his broad jump was 10-6. He didn't do a 40-yard dash, but a 10-6 broad jump for defensive back DJ James. He was very underrated in the SEC. He had quite the good season, but it was kind of overshadowed by a lot of the stuff going on with Auburn overall and offenses and the losses they've suffered during that season. But as a player, DJ James was quite impressive in 2023 in college football. And what I really did enjoy about DJ James was his elusiveness when covering and, you know, when covering and playing some man coverage on receivers. I liked his man coverage. I liked when he pressed, you know, played a little bit of press on the receivers. I really like DJ James, you know, quite a bit. I think he's underrated. I think he could be a very underrated talent in this year's draft. DJ James, 10-6 broad jump, didn't participate in the other things there. Another one, and he's a transfer wide receiver, Shane Hooks. Shane Hooks participated in Pro Day. Underrated receiver, Shane Hooks, bench 14, 36 vertical jump, 10 broad jump, and he ran a 4.81. Shane Hooks' his results there. He is an underrated receiver. He did not get a whole lot of love going into the Auburn Pro Day and to the end, especially in the Auburn season. But Shane Hooks made some incredible splashes during the season. He made some incredible strides for Auburn during the season. So I really liked his Pro Day. I thought he did really well. I think that he is one, like I said about DJ James, he is another receiver that was underrated for Auburn and could be an underrated and under-the-radar receiver who might go late round in the later rounds of the NFL draft, but he has that ability to be a future NFL receiver. So I think he's underrated. I think everything about, you know, a lot of Auburn's talent in the pro day is underrated. And you know, I wanted to look at him myself just to see and get more looks with them. Another one was linebacker Hayden Bruce. Hayden Bruce, bench 15, 34-inch vertical jump, 9.8-inch broad jump, and he ran a 5.02. 5.02 for Hayden Bruce. He's fast for a linebacker. He's not the overall fastest at Auburn's Pro Day, but he was one of the fastest linebacker, of course. He is a very tough, up-the-middle guy. You run up the middle, you're going to get met by Hayden Bruce. He's a solid player, and what he did at the Pro Day for Auburn was solid. There were some solid players at this Pro Day. His hands are actually pretty solid, too. So if you throw up into the middle and he jumps up and catches it, he might catch it because his hands are quite incredible. He showed some good stride with his hands on defense as a middle, as a linebacker on defense for Auburn. So Hayden Bruce, a solid player and another underrated player for Auburn's Pro Day. Another player that I really liked was defensive lineman Justin Rogers. Justin Rogers is going to be a solid player, I think, in the NFL and very underrated in the NFL. He did not participate in the bench. He had a vertical jump of 26 inches, a broad jump of 8.5 inches, and a 40-yard dash, as I'm looking at my notes here, 40-yard dash of 5.52 seconds. Justin Rogers is, you know, was the real deal at Auburn's pro day. He looked solid. He looked very, he was playing some very physical ball. He looked good, you know, up front, running some drills, you know, with his hands. You know, I'm doing the motions on YouTube if you're watching me on YouTube, but swatting the bags away and swatting the dummies away, you know, on defense. And he's, you know, it's a solid player. You know, the offensive lineman dummies, if you will. Justin Rogers, solid player. He could be picked up probably, I would say, in at least the fourth round, maybe the third or fourth round. But he's going to be an underrated get late Friday or early Saturday for an NFL team. I would look at Justin Rogers a little bit more. He's kind of gone flying under the radar there. So Justin Rogers for, you know, Auburn, he looked good. And that just about really does it for Auburn's pro day. And those are some of the players that I really liked going into the NFL. DJ James, underrated choice. Justin Rogers, a defensive lineman, an underrated choice. Hayden Bruce, a solid linebacker coming out of Auburn, and he could be, you know, a very underrated pick on Friday or an underrated pick on early Saturday for Auburn. And Shane Hooks, a player that may get drafted on Saturday, but don't underestimate him in the NFL. He may be a solid receiver that you can go to on your offense in the 2024 season. So, you know, a lot of these guys were impressive at Auburn's pro day. I really liked watching these guys. I thought there was some underrated talent coming out of Auburn, and it's interesting to see, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, who makes an impact in their rookie year in the 2024 season for Auburn. So that was Auburn's pro day. Let's talk about Tennessee's pro day and the Vols pro day here, and what I really liked. Let's go with the main of the hour, quarterback Joe Milton, another quarterback prospect coming out of, you know, off of a heavy, this is a very heavy quarterback class for the 2024 season. So Joe Milton the third coming in, he threw bombs down the field in pro day. His arm is incredible. Probably has the, along with Caleb Williams, is the best arm, along with him and Michael Penix, have the best arm in the draft. I mean, he's got a cannon for an arm. He weighed in at 246. These are some of his notes here. His 40 yard dash was 4.5. He's not the fastest. He wasn't faster than Hooker. He wasn't faster than a lot of Jaden or a lot of these other guys. But Joe Milton knew how to sling it. He knew how to sling it. He was like an absolute cannon for an arm. He did really, really good. He threw the ball mostly. He didn't do the other results besides the 40-yard dash, but he threw a lot. He threw to receivers a lot. He threw to Ramel Keaton. He threw to D. Williams. He threw to Jacob Warren. He threw to Jabari Small. Jalen Wright's also there. A lot of these players looked really, really good. McCallan Castles, he looked good. But Joe Milton threw to these guys. What I liked about him was his decision making. He has gotten better decision making ever since, you know, this past season. His decision making has improved, which I really liked. He might need to clean up some things, but not a lot. Not a lot. He looks like a pro quarterback out there, and he was doing, you know, an excellent job reading defenses, reading routes, reading coverages, reading a bunch of things, and making the right decisions and landing and putting the ball in the receiver's hands. If you want a guy that can put the ball in the receiver's hands, it's Joe Milton. A flick of the wrist, and he just launches it. He launches it like a cannon. Shooting a cannonball, right? Joe Milton, very underrated quarterback. If you want a gunslinger-type quarterback that will literally just launch it through the air, you got Joe Milton the third, all right? So he's a solid choice for Tennessee, and he did really well. When you look at another guy, defensive back Kamal Haddon. Kamal Haddon, he had a 34.5-inch vertical, 10.3-foot broad jump, and a 4.53 40-yard dash. Kamal Haddon played really well this past season in a few games. He didn't play so hot in the other few games, but it was kind of hot and cold. But in this pro day, he looked really good. He's a good corner. He's an underrated corner. A lot of people aren't talking about him over a Terrian Arnold or a Kool-Aid McKinstry, both from Alabama. But when you look at Kamal Haddon, he is a player that, you know, could very well make an impact on a team for the NFL this season and beyond. So Kamal Haddon had a really good pro day. He looked good, you know, bouncing off coverages, you know, reading the receivers' routes really well, making some good decisions, and keeping up with the receivers at pro day. So good on Kamal Haddon. He had a really good pro day, and he caught my eye as well. When you look at tight ends, and he is very underrated, when you think of tight ends, you think of Sanders from Texas, Bowers from Georgia, but a very underrated tight end that's not getting a whole lot of love and should be getting more, I think, is McCallum Castles, tight end from Tennessee. He looked good. 10 6-foot broad jump. It would have tied for best of tight ends at the NFL Combine. He did that good at the broad jump. 37.5-inch vertical, and he would have been third for tight ends at the NFL Combine. If he would have participated at the Combine, he would have broken some numbers. McCallum Castles could have. He had 16 bench press reps. He measured in at 6'4", 244 pounds. Solid player, solid hands. It was a good pro day for McCallum Castles, and he really impressed me. He has a visit coming up with the Minnesota Vikings. They're interested in getting another weapon on offense for Sam Darnold, or whoever the quarterback is going to be, most likely Sam Darnold. And McCallum Castles could be it at tight end for the Minnesota Vikings. He is a solid choice. He did really well for Tennessee last year. Joe Milton utilized him to the max. He is a good, solid runner. You take two steps, and it's, you know, about 5 yards. He's a big player, good, excellent blocking tight end as well. Good hybrid catching, and good at hybrid blocking as well. So McCallum Castles had a really good pro day. He made a lot of good decisions. He blocked really well. He looked good. And he just looked like a good physical phenomenon at the at the tight end spot, at Tennessee's pro day. He would have been third at the combine. Third. He's not getting a lot of love, but I think he will get a lot of love. I can see him going at least second round, maybe mid to late second round on Friday in the NFL draft. I think he's that good in my eyes. So, McCallum Castles, solid player. Jabari Small, he looked good. Jabari Small, Jalen Wright, they both look good. 36-inch vertical for Jabari Small, 9'9" broad jump, 4.45 40-yard dash for Jabari Small. I do not have Jalen Wright's numbers. As far as I know, I do not have Jalen Wright's numbers there, but Jabari Small looked really impressive. He looked really good. He was a solid running back for the Vols into the 2022 season, and especially in this season once the ground game got a little bit more emphasis this past season. So 36-inch vertical, 9'9" broad jump, 4.55 40-yard dash. Jabari Small is a very underrated back and could help a lot, you know, on third downs. He was a really good third down back for the Vols, and I think for an NFL team, he could be a very good third down back for an NFL team. How I see Jabari Small going is around third round at best right now. Early third round, Jabari Small is where I have him, you know, especially after this pro day. He looks good. Do I put him ahead of Blake Corum or Trey Benson? Most likely not, but I think Jabari Small is probably one of those underrated backs and, interesting cases of a running back in the NFL draft. So those are pretty much my players that caught my eye for Tennessee in their pro day. Jabari Small, McCallum Castles, Joe Milton as well, and Kamal Haddon. Those are the players that really caught my eye for Tennessee's pro day. A lot of talent coming out of Knoxville. Let's see where they land in the 2024 NFL draft. That was Tennessee's pro day. Let's go with one more pro day before we conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy. We're about 30 minutes, or it's 29 minutes now. We're about 30 minutes in to this episode. Not going to be a very long episode this week for NFL Thursday, but I'm covering all the bases, right? I'm covering all the bases for the podcast for episode 112 of Pigskin Frenzy and for NFL draft coverage. So Let's talk about Washington's Pro Day. Roma Dunsey, big name, did not participate in Pro Day. That's okay because he participated in the Combine. Malik Nabers, like I said last week with LSU, didn't participate in the Combine, but he participated in Pro Day. So you could opt out at one, but, you know, but perform in the other, you know, or do both if you want to. That's up to you. But Marvin Harrison didn't do anything. And that is what my thought was. And I'm not trying to just call out Marvin Harrison. I think Marvin Harrison will probably be the first running back, the first wide receiver taken off the board, hands down. But I just think that missing everything is just kind of different, in my opinion. It's just kind of different. It's missing everything. Solid receiver, but I think in the long run, it could hurt him with guys like Roma Dunsey and Malik Nabers in here. Roma Dunsey had a great combine, did not participate in Pro Day. He is taking interviews this week with the Jets, the Cardinals, and the Bears. We're looking at that, and he is, you know, we're going to monitor that and see how well he does in those interviews, but they are really high on Rome Adunzi. One man did really well, not just at the combine, but he did really well at the Pro Day. Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. impressing, you know, a lot of guys in the quarterback realm of the NFL draft, and what he has done is unbelievable. His 40-yard dash, his unofficial 40-yard dash time was 4.46. Fast. He tore his ACL twice, and he was under the 4.5 range of the 40-yard dash. That's quite impressive for a man that has had an injury rose on his knees. So good all Michael Penix Jr. for running a time like that. That is his hand-timed. It's lower than it was at the combine. He's doing good. He is doing good. His vertical jump was 36.5. Michael Penix is a specimen. He's an athlete. I don't have his broad jump numbers, but he threw like a madman. He threw, made the right decisions. As a pure pocket passer and as a pure passer, this man was the best quarterback this season. Hands down, in college football, the best quarterback this season was Michael Penix Jr. And as a pure passer, probably the best going into the National Football League draft in 2024. Hands down, what he's done, he made some good decisions, made some good throws, read the defenses really well, and read the coverages very well. Solid quarterback, smart quarterback, knows what he's doing, and he is, in my mind, a pro-ready quarterback at the next level. So Michael Penix Jr., he did really well. Roma Dunsey, as we know, did not participate. I'm looking at, you know, some more winners. Jack Westover did really, really well. He looked, you know, like a physical specimen at tight end, honestly. Put up some good numbers, ran a good 40. He looked really good catching the ball. He looked good, you know, running routes, running blocks. He did really good as a tight end. He's Mr. Consistent. He was Mr. Consistent all year, right? That's what they called him for Washington, Mr. Consistent. Jack Westover was very consistent today at the NFL Pro Day for Washington. March 22nd at the NFL Pro Day, March 22nd for Washington. Another one, Devin Culp. Devin Culp, absolute madman. He was really, really good. He shut off his route. He shut off solid hands. His route running was amazing. He had a 4.47 40-yard dash, had more speed, a 36-inch vertical jump, cone drills. He moved well in those. He looked really good, you know, moving around. Like, moving around, and his footwork was quite honestly second to none. Devin Culp is going to make – he made headlines at the Combine. He made headlines at the NFL Pro Day for Washington as well. He looked good. When Michael Penix Jr. threw the ball to him, he looked really well also. So Devin Culp, Jack Westover are some names that you should watch out for. Probably both Friday picks or maybe even, you know, Friday picks or early Saturday picks for the NFL draft. more winners. Braden Trice, he looked, he looked really, really good. He looked really good. Braylon Trice, he looked good. His 40-inch at combine, his 40-inch vertical at the combine was really something to be impressive. Hand control throughout his drills were, second to none. He looked really good at this pro day. One more guy to look at before we conclude today's episode of Pigskin Frenzy. It's offensive lineman Roger Rose Garden. I told you I was impressed with Roger Rose Garden at the combine. Very impressed with him at the pro day. He showed out. He is a Friday pick. He may not be a first round pick. Well, honestly, let me just backtrack what I just said. He could be a first round pick if he keeps doing what he's doing. If he keeps impressing up until the draft. If he keeps doing good interviews up until the draft, he might and very well be a first-round offensive lineman taken off the board. He is a solid player. Rose Garden looked good moving around. His footwork was good. For a lineman, ran a 5.0 fast for an offensive lineman. He looked solid at the Washington Pro Day, and he might very well be one of the most underrated, intriguing overall prospects, not just offensive linemen, but overall prospects in the 2024 NFL draft. So those are the guys that had impressed me the most at Washington's Pro Day. Roger Rose Garden, Michael Penix Jr., Jack Westover, and Devin Culp. All those players impressed me the most at Washington's Pro Day, March 22nd. Those were all the Pro Days. That was the last round of Pro Days, Auburn, Tennessee, and Washington. And we are pretty much out of time. A big thank you for taking some time out of your Thursday to just sit back, watch, and listen to some NFL coverage presented by me. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, like each episode, leave comments down below. Spotify, Podbean, and Apple, all you have to do is just share around with others and follow on there as well. Instagram, X, and Facebook, all you have to do is type in Pigskin Frenzy. Follow up the pages there. You'll get episode updates. You're going to get news and highlights from across college and NFL football. You will get trivia questions on Instagram stories. Go and answer today's NFL question, as well as all things up to date for Pigskin Frenzy. Guys, a big thank you for tuning in on Thursday. Today, this chilly and beautiful Thursday for Pigskin Frenzy and some NFL coverage today. Guys, we will be back Tuesday for our latest round of spring outlooks for college football on Tuesday, episode 113 of Pigskin Frenzy on Tuesday. Guys, keep plugging in to Pigskin Frenzy on all platforms. Go to the Beer Club to get your grooming needs met. Thank you for our proud partner at the Beer Club. Go to my website, www.pigskinfrenzy.weebly.com, and go to the link tree on all social medias to click through the link tree and go to the Beer Club that way as well. Guys, love you all. This episode, and I would like to take some time for a dedication. This was dedicated to former NFL cornerback, defensive back, Vontae Davis. He all of a sudden, sadly and unfortunately, passed away at the age of 36 the other day. Heartbreaking. Played for the years of 2009 to 2018. The Dolphins and the Bills were his best known tenures there. Vontae Davis, a very underrated defensive back. His brother is Vernon Davis. Our thoughts are with him. Our thoughts are with the Davis family and friends and colleagues that knew him so well. Thank you for Vontae Davis for all the memories playing football. And this episode was dedicated to him, his family, and friends. Guys, at Pigskin Frenzy, for everybody out there, stay the course.